and Philip Semple Pete, Hockey Geek Jordan Carey. Today's date is 06/03/2022. Dictation is for Florence Neela. Neela spells N-E-H-I-L-A. Florence spells F-L-O-R-E-N-C. Date of birth is 03/19/1940. This is an 82-year-old young lady here with painful and frequent urination. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 1 week and it's gotten worse today. She, next paragraph, review of system. She denies chills, denies myalgia, denies increased temperature period. She described pain as pressure-like located in her suprapubic region. Said pain is non-radiating and rated pain about 3 or 4 /10 period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes type 2, next line. Hypercholesterolemia, next line. Hypertension, comma, next line. Coronary artery disease, next line. Next paragraph. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, next line. Shoulder repair, next line. Next paragraph. Medication, metformin, next line, Farxiga, next line, quinapril, next line, spironolactone, next line, rosuvastatin, next line, Synthroid, next line, insulin. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, social history, denies denies alcohol, drugs, or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Correction. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 156/72. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, distended, secondary to obesity, mild tenderness in the suprapubic region. No peritoneal signs, no guarding, no rebound, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hematuria. Next, number two, glucosuria. Number three, insulin-dependent diabetes. Number four, frequency. Number five, urinary tract infection. Number six, polycystic kidney disease. Period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of her kidneys because of blood in her urine. Ultrasound revealed multiple cysts on both bilateral kidneys. Patient and I had a discussion about these findings. She said she's just visiting. She's scheduled to be back in New York in another week or so. Strongly recommend for her to follow up with a urologist. Period. She says she understands and will. Urinalysis done today. Urinalysis revealed blood. Open parentheses. Ultrasound for further evaluation was done in the clinic today. Close parentheses. Patient was discharged with the following medication: Keflex 500 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, pyridium 100 milligrams, 1 pill TID for 3 days. Number 9, she was advised to increase fluids to come back to clinic if forced. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.